On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now it's Friday, which means it's time for the regional roundup with Shane Beattie. Good afternoon, Shane.
Good afternoon. How are you?
It's Friday.
Batten down the hatches Friday as well.
I tell you what.
I can't wait to go home and close the curtains with this weather, to be honest.
I know. Cozy up.
I know. And so many people have plans for this weekend and going out tonight and stuff. So hopefully it won't be as bad as they're predicting, although it looks pretty bad already.
It does. At the moment, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Tell me about some of the stories we might have missed this week. The first one, rogue cyclists on the Cork Greenway.
Yeah.
I love a Greenway cycle, by the way. But
yeah.
There's a problem here.
There is. It's a frightening story from Cork. And Greenways are gorgeous. And we've really invested a lot of money in them. I do know cyclists sometimes get a bad reputation. You'll know this from doing Lunchtime Live. People text in and ring in complaining about cyclists. A lot of those complaints are unjustified, but these cyclists certainly aren't helping the cause, because rogue cyclists apparently are knocking down pedestrians on a Cork Greenway, and the latest walker got very nasty injuries after being hit. So now the County Council is looking at introducing speed limits for cyclists, and the Greenway we're talking about here is Middleton to Yall. I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure it's beautiful. But because of these concerns, they're now looking to bring in speed limits. The only problem is we don't know who would actually enforce the bylaws for those speed limits for cyclists.
Yeah, it's very tricky. I haven't done that one either, the Middleton to Yall Greenway.
Yeah.
But as you say, they're all done really well in terms of initiatives over the last kind of 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been brilliant and really successful up until now.
And they spend a lot of money on them and people really do embrace them. But two councillors in Cork, Fine Gael councillor Michael Hegarty and independent councillor John Buckley, have both raised concerns about safety along the Greenway. I think part of the problem here is that there's no signage to separate clearly cyclists and pedestrians. So no one knows where to be on the Greenway and which side of the road or whatever to be on. So that's causing a problem. And apparently we're told there's two type of cyclists using the Greenways. One is the social type who will ring the bell and warn other users. And then there are what's called in this article a speed merchant who has their head down, sees nothing in front of them, and they're literally bashing off pedestrians as they're going along the Greenway.
And I can completely see that. You know, I am that leisurely cyclist, you know, taking in the surroundings. But when you're with boys, and I'm talking young boys, they see that as a race.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a different mentality.
Yes. And now there's another problem for cyclists as well themselves on the Greenway, because there are blackthorn trees dominant along the route, and the thorns are on the pathway and they're puncturing the tyres on the bikes as well. So it's a pity. Hopefully it'll be sorted. These Greenways can be fabulous, but not like this.
Yeah, we need to iron out those issues to make sure they continue to be fabulous, I suppose. Okay, if you're into your designer labels. Shane, 100 luxury and designer goods seized by cab to be auctioned off. My interest has peaked.
I was going to say, I picked this story out for you because you like to live a fab life.
Oh.
I think you're probably like
me.
Yeah, I think you'd like to be a mob wife secretly, where you get all the sort of nice clothing and things like that.
I could definitely live like that.
So if you want to live
for a few minutes anyway.
If you want to live like a criminal, now you can, essentially, because, yeah, as you say, 100 high-value luxury designer goods seized by cab are going to be auctioned off at the end of the month. Now, you need to get your skates on because the auction is on the 28th of November, which is this day too. Weeks, and I can't pronounce half of these, but you probably have half of them in your wardrobe. We're talking here Rolex watches, Christian Louboutin shoes, Gucci belts. Is that a Gucci belt you have on? No,
it's not.
A Chanel Coco handbag, Moncler jackets, Canada Goose jackets, and Louis Vuitton sunglasses. They're all going to be auctioned online 1 o'clock Friday, the 28th of November, by Wilson's Auctions. And these were seized under the Proceeds of Crime Act, so they're suspected to be from criminals who made their money through crime. We have an extensive range of male and female designer watches, by the way, including a Rolex Submariner, a Rolex GMT Master 11, a Cartier watch, I'd love a Cartier watch, and also a gold coin valued at nearly €4,000. We also have Christian Louboutin wedge sandals, sneakers and high top boots. If you're interested, you can log on to wilsonauctions.com to register your interest and buy myself and Anna something on the 28th of November, please.
Wow.
Be nice.
Is it the proceeds of these aren't necessarily stolen goods, they are the contents of homes?
Yes,
I'm guessing.
Right, yes.
Yeah, which property
which may have been purchased through the proceeds of crime.
Yes, okay. And this money from the auction, I guess, goes back into the state.
Yeah, it's funded back into the state because the state lost by obviously these being proceeds of crime. So yeah, they could make a few mil out of
this. I have logged onto those auctions before just as a, you know, watching how it plays out. Antique auctions.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And they also do it this time of year for Christmas as well, 28th of November.
Wow, so the timing is key.
Yeah. That's if you want a second-hand bag. Others might want a first.
The new
first
experience. Yeah. Yes, it depends.
And no Birkins in there, I noticed.
No Birkins, no.
Not at that level yet.
Not yet. Now to snowy conditions.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That would put you in the mood, wouldn't it, Shane?
Yeah, like, I know we've a weather warning for today, but that's rain. But this is, we're talking real proper weather here. We're talking snow and ice, and obviously in winter, the weather inevitably turns colder.
Mm-hmm.
And the Leinster Express has this great story that as Laois heads towards another winter of ice and snow, the council has confirmed it's saving up to buy new snow trucks. So Laois County Council is planning to replace its ageing small fleet of trucks and equipment that grit the roads. And I'll tell you, as someone who drives at 4 or 5 in the morning, I really appreciate when the gritters are out.
Oh,
makes your journey so much better.
The peace of mind,
yeah,
when you know they've been salted,
yep,
gritted, whatever. It's huge, isn't it?
And I love when I meet them on the road because I know they've done the road,
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
Now, unfortunately for Laois, it's going to be a few years before they fill up the piggy bank, before they've enough to invest substantially. Right now, only about a quarter of Laois's roads get gritted in icy weather. And that's because they don't have enough trucks or staff, but they are saving up. So what they're doing is they're setting aside €180,000 this year from the council budget, and more money is going to be saved up in the next few years so that they can get rid of the old trucks and buy new ones. So in a few years, not right now, Laois may be the best small county for snow to fall. You never know.
Wow, I didn't realise. A lot of our fleet is hired, they're saying.
Yes.
So they hire in the vehicles when they need them.
Yeah, and you're probably spending about €180,000 hiring those trucks, so you may as well save that as well. My only hope is that you get to name them, because in other places they name the snow trucks things like Snowy McSnowface and stuff like that.
We can start a campaign.
Yes, that's an idea for Laois councillors.
Give them a whole new personality.
Yeah.
Now, proof that age is just a number.
Well, this story makes me feel bad about my lack of education, my lack of degree and my lack of ambition as well. But the lesson is...
Here, you've been flat out here on News Talk for the last couple of weeks covering everything.
I'm not doing enough, if you believe this story. The lesson also is it's never too late to start educating yourself, because 82-year-old James O'Reilly is celebrating his academic achievement after earning his degree from DCU at the age of 82. He was among more than 4,600 DCU graduates who participated in October's ceremony, and he got a 2-1 BA in English and History.
Ah, stop. That's brilliant,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that makes him one of the oldest graduates ever at the university. And what's lovely about it is he decided to take on a new challenge after losing his wife 7 years ago. And obviously that was a very difficult time due to her passing. So he wanted this new challenge in life. He's already highly educated because he has a master's in information studies, but he always harboured a desire to undertake an arts degree. And James O'Reilly now has his 2-1 in English and History. And I love this from him. It's kind of something like you'd hear a 22-year-old say rather than an 82-year-old. He says, some of my tutors want me to go for a PhD, but I'm taking a year out to decide. Like the way people
brilliant.
Take a year out from college.
He's
doing it at 82. It's a fabulous
story. You see,
story.
It's a mindset,
yes,
isn't it?
Totally, totally. And that really, really will help him, keeps the brain active. And now he's educated out the wazoo.
And I love the honesty of it. My wife passed away 7 years ago and I went into depression. Yeah. So really hard time. Yeah. You know, it's not easy to motivate yourself.
No, and I think it was some of his sons who said, why don't you try this? And it's been life changing for him. So well done, James O'Reilly.
James O'Reilly, what a man. Wow, I love to see, and you often do see it nowadays, older people on campus in universities, you know.
And have a ball.
That's
and
brave in itself,
it
isn't
is.
It?
And the students, typically the younger students, love them as well. And they really get on well with them and they make them feel part of the
And they kind of
class.
Educate each other, I think, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, you learn from each other. Now, tea with a difference.
Dear sis, everyone's delighted you're coming home. Mum's tearing the house apart in your honour. She's even painting your room, though I think that's meant to be a surprise. Remember John O'Brien? He split with his girlfriend, so he's all yours. He was asking for your Friday in O'Shea's. Shep misses you like mad. And Dad says you'd swear he's checking every plane that flies over. Nothing much else happening. I'm just sitting having a cup of Barry's tea. A bit different from New York, I bet. Lots of love, Angie.
Something very warm and fuzzy about that ad, isn't
it? Do you
there?
Remember that ad?
Yes.
Yes, that's
clearly
from 1997.
Really?
And I was just watching it on YouTube and I still remember every scene of
it. But they've played it. They've used it since, haven't they?
Yeah. And the whole idea is that you're living it up in New York and you're definitely not drinking Barry's tea, but actually you are just the same as like you're in Ireland. It's a gorgeous ad.
Yeah.
This is my favourite story of the week, by the way. I love Barry's tea, so I fully support this one. An Irish designer has made a Barry's tea bag. Now, I don't mean a tea bag. This is confusing. It's hard to say. So it's not a Barry's tea bag. It's a Barry's tea bag, as in a clutch bag.
A bag, a handbag.
A handbag.
Yes.
That's the word I was looking for. That looks like, basically, it looks like a box of Barry's Tea Gold Blend. You have to Google this if you haven't seen it already. The designer is Maya Grisham. And she describes it as a tribute to Ireland's most beloved tea tradition. And the Barry's Tea Evening Clutch reimagines a national comfort into a couture keepsake. So imagine a box of Barry's Tea Bags and encrusted in crystals. Is that
yes,
what you'd say?
Meticulously set to shimmer with every movement. I've been watching this girl's story and it's been a journey because CMAT used her Kerrygold handbag on the red carpet at one of the awards recently.
Right.
So I think that's where, you know, she got the first big burst of, you know, profile piece from CMAT, and that's the Kerrygold. So she's genius in terms of using those iconic Irish brands.
So it's hand finished with Austrian lead-free crystals and celebrates the warmth of shared moments over a perfect cup, transforming a humble household icon into a radiant fashion statement. It's like we're doing the ad for her here. Each crystal, as you say, shimmers with every movement, and it's not the first crazy bag that's very classy as well. It looks mad, but it kind of works. So she's done the Kerrygold one, as you say, with CMAT. We also have a Guinness clutch bag and a Tato clutch bag, and we're wondering if a Lions bag would be next. I think she has to do a Lions one. If
does she to keep the balance?
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's doing butter tea, you know, the pint of Guinness. Yes. I think she's doing the different categories.
And you can buy them. There are €600 if you'd like to get one.
Okay.
Which for the work involved is kind of reasonable enough, yeah?
Yeah, like when you see 600, it seems expensive, obviously, but this is, I suppose, a work of art, isn't it? Hand-applied crystal. So the time alone.
And it fits your iPhone 16 Pro, because that's all people care about anymore, is can you get the Instagrams and can you fit your phone in it? So it's practical and dazzling, we're told.
Brilliant. Sold.
Like myself.
I'll take two. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks a million. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh.